for tat, for every tint, there's a tat.
Tit, tit, tat, tat, tit, tit, tat. Tit for tat.
Thomas and Miranda, a dude and a queen, talking about the gossip out on the scene. And you can count on them to give you the dish.
And if we don't like you, you're a son of a bitch.
Oh my.
Tit for tat, oh tit for tat. For every tit, there's a tat.
Tit, tit, tat, tat, tit, tit, tat. Tit for tat.
All right, hey all you titty tats out there, it's time for the Tit for Tat Show.
Hooray.
Yeah, I almost said dit for tat. I don't know what's going on with my vocals today.
Yeah, let's not say that.
But I'm that giant drag queen over here, Veranda and I.
Hooray.
And then there's my special friend. I called you special. I don't know.
Well, that's true.
Okay. Special. You are special. Yeah, you just turned me down. What did you do that
for? Oh, I did?
Yes, you did. See? Well, thank you, twat waffle.
It turned me down, too.
That's that's Mr. Thomas messing with the controls.
Yay.
And I would hope that producer Mike would like straighten him out, please.
Yeah. make sure everything's all good.
Okay, good.
Sorry.
Hey, so we are in our new like studio dig, so to speak.
Yeah.
Here at the recording studio. So they got to set up this really lovely, we can like, I feel so comfortable.
It's posh.
Paint
right?
a picture.
Yeah, paint a picture. I feel comfy. We're in comfy chairs.
We're sitting in two club chairs.
Yeah. And a nice coffee table, like coffee yes. talk time. And
And you know what? You all are going to be so excited because after so many requests and asks, that we now are able to do video with our podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
As soon as Veranda decides to take the plunge, we will be doing that.
I know. We've been talking about that for quite some time, yeah. And it kind of never seems to hit the mark for me because I'm, you know, I got a day job too and all that fun stuff. But, you know, we'll make it work. We'll find a way to get our first live.
Yeah, and we'll even drag producer Mike in on
that. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
You had one pointed it on me.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Yay.
So who knows? Who knows?
Get to see everybody too.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'll have to wear something extra special.
I'll have to make you something.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I think we have a good show today.
We kind of have an amazing show.
Yeah.
I've been toying around with this concept kind of thing in the times that we're in. Dum-dum kind of.
Yeah. Dum-dum-dum.
It's kind of time for some iconic LGBTQIA+ voices.
Yeah.
And people who are really adding to the community, right?
Yeah.
And so the next, I guess, several shows, you're going to be hearing from a lot of iconic voices, you know, from different worlds.
Yeah.
And authors, activists, and tonight's show
is very musical.
Is very musical.
Yeah. See, I like that. I like that we're able to pull from the different artistic mediums and bring them all in.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we have so many of our tutets out there have a different range of what do they like, you know, as far as art's concerned. Someone might love that book, might love that music. So I love it. I love it. Yeah. Super exciting.
And kind of maintaining the positivity theme.
We need it.
We need it. So when I was pulling from all the emails, I kind of got a little emotionally overwhelmed with the positive ones. And I decided, you know what? Let's go all positive tonight.
Yeah. We need it.
We need it.
We really do.
And they made me a little weepy, I'll admit. So, yeah.
Uh-oh. Is my mascara going to run?
It's already running.
Shut up.
The drag rod is real.
It ran out the door. Yeah. All right. Let's see what they have to say. Hey, Titty Tats. Come on. Give us what you got. All right. Here we go. Hello, Titty Tats.
Hello.
Hi. I'm writing to express my gratitude in this terrifying time.
True.
When I get anxious and overwhelmed, I listen to my two angels, Thomas and Veranda. Well, at least one angel.
Yeah,
me.
And then you.
I know I can be strong like both of you. What you do for me and countless others is truly the grace of God. Please never stop or feel alone. Because this queen and so many more depend on your words more than you can imagine. It's from Carlos in Arizona.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Carlos.
Yeah, and we're going to continue with that trend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hello, my darlings.
Hello, darling.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are scared, tired, and feeling low. However, I always know I can get a kick in my ass and my head put on straight listening to your show. Your voices keep me grounded and capable. Thank you. That's from EM in Rochester.
All right, EM. You know, I got those 14-inch pumps kicking out there, right?
You don't want that. No, sir.
These are really nice.
I know.
I like this.
I think we need this right now.
Yeah.
This is off to a great start.
Yeah.
Fantastic start.
You know, we've been going through some crap and, you know, we're close, you know, we're besties. So, yeah. And we got a lot of lovely things going on in our own personal lives that are just really kind of taking its toll.
Yes.
But I got to tell you, hearing positive voices and even just you and I talking just makes such a huge difference.
Yeah, it's true.
So I hope that you've taken this to heart as well.
Yes.
Hello, sisters.
Hey, sis.
I never write into anything with multiple exclamation marks at the end of that one.
That means it's true.
Yeah, there you go. Right. I am compelled, however, to do so today. Your voices rain down so much power. You affirm and empower our community to walk forward. From you both, I have learned we are not down until we lay down, and I, for one, am standing with you to the end. Please never stop being the voices of love, humor, and empowerment. Truly with love, Amelia from Manhattan. Yay.
New York, homie.
Come on, New York, right? Right?
Yep.
Aw, thank you, Amelia. You know, that's just very true. We need to keep standing up and don't let them they're not knocking me down.
They wouldn't want to do that. All right. What's up, my gorgeousness?
Oh, hi.
I haven't felt so challenged since the lockdown. Truly, these are dark days. I'm writing simply to say this show is a ray of sunshine through the darkness. I am a gay man with two toddlers. That needs to be applauded on its own.
Yeah, absolutely.
thanks, Mike. Yeah. It's hard enough in good times, but these days are overwhelming. I look incredibly forward to an alert that a new show is up. You are truly my sanity in an insane world. Thank you. That's from Arturo in New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Arturo, kudos to you for, being a dad of two toddlers.
That is a lot.
I mean, one's enough, but geez, now it's amplified, right? Yeah,
that's a lot.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I don't think our LGBT parents get that support as much as you think of our single or even just our married couples have. Because we don't have kids. Like, I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't, I don't see it that way. But man, when you got a young one running around, now you're thinking, how am I going to protect this kid as well that I absolutely love and adore, regardless of who they may end up being?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
That's scary in itself.
It sure
is. And having to protect yourself. Wow.
Right.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. So keep
times
up the good
two.
Work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a
yeah.
real handful. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Two-fisted.
Yeah. Oh, no. All right. Hi, dolls.
Hi, doll.
I know your voices have been garnering ugly pushback. No shit.
Yeah, we must have talked about that too much.
Good. That means you're doing it right.
Yeah.
I am an 89-year-old proud gay man who has sacrificed and bled for our rights. In this time, I look for leaders, voices, role models, etc. I am proud to say I have found all of this in you both. We will rise and we will overcome. I implore you to stand tall with your heads held high and know you are leading a revolution. We are truly on the right side of history. This is from Hugo from Tallahassee.
I warned you, bitch.
I know. I know.
Snaps in.
Isn't that amazing?
You know.
That's awesome.
I always look to my elders, and I always have,
yeah,
for that support and that, just the knowledge and yeah, just listening to them talk and have them share their stories and their anecdotes means more than anything, because yeah, they're the ones that got us up this far.
Yeah.
And I don't think they've ever really gotten the true recognition.
True.
You know, going through the, all that they had done in the past. So
yeah,
and I'm going to say, throw it right back at you, Hugo. Thank you for giving us the power
yeah,
to be here.
We stand on broad shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we sure
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Hugo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hello, Tit for Tat Show.
Hello.
After listening to every show multiple times, I am a true titty tat.
Aw. Ah.
I am grateful to my core that your show and both of you exist. I know there has been sacrifice and pain that you've paid to use your platform, and I am forever dedicated to honoring that cost you pay for us, your community. I'm sure there are times you ask if it's worth it.
Yeah.
But trust me, there are millions of us that can assure you it is. What would we do without you both? Much love and gratitude from Sarah, Carrie, and our children from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh. Yeah. Hello, our fellow Buckeyes.
Yes.
Whew, another, you know, here we go.
I know.
Parents with kiddos, the roller coaster, right?
Yeah.
It just... You know, I think we all kind of sequester ourselves in our homes,
yeah,
and we kind of say, oh, what the fuck is going on here? You
yeah,
know? Mm. How do we get through this? And sometimes to me, you know, I go on stage and I talk to people and I do this stuff. And it's that moment afterwards or even right before you go on and someone grabs you by the arm and says, yeah, hey, we love you. And yeah, we're so happy you're here. And thank you for providing the space. And it doesn't hit. It truly yeah, doesn't hit because yeah, I'm, to me, it's a job, right? To
yeah,
me, I'm doing this thing. And I think to even just between us just sitting here in the studio and doing this, to me, it's like, this is a fun thing we get to go do together.
Right.
That, you know, we culminated and thought about many years ago, and I'm so yeah, happy we're still doing it.
Yes.
To me, it's just a fun thing
yeah,
until you hear this, that it's
right,
that much bigger.
Yeah.
Right.
And that just, it still floors me.
I know.
You know?
I know. Yeah, I do know. And we are so appreciative for these words,
mm-hmm,
right? Because, yeah, there have been rough times. There have been, I wouldn't say so much doubting, but concerns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And people are not kind or sane these days.
Right.
Right. Right.
So there have to be those concerns. And you do wonder, you know, because here we sit together. We do not see people listening to us
right,
or
right,
the reaction to that. Mm-hmm. So these emails are kind of us getting that feedback.
Getting that snippet.
And it's amazing, yeah.
Because we got people listening from everywhere.
Everywhere.
And yeah, that still is mind-boggling to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that someone on the opposite side of the world is feeling some sort of comfort hearing us talk
right,
to each right, other and sharing
right,
a laugh and maybe some resources on how to maintain.
Yes.
It's still mind-boggling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
oh boy.
Yeah. No, I'm happy we get to do this.
Yeah, but now we're able to give a little bit back too because
yeah,
we have a really nice treat.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for our special guest. Oh my gosh, we are back.
We are back.
I'm so excited for our special guest.
I know, but I think I'm more excited.
I know you are, yeah.
I know, yeah, yeah. These titty tats are not ready
yeah,
for
they're
who
not,
we have on this show right now.
They're not. And actually, this is going to branch out into our worldwide
yeah,
titty tat fans.
Yeah, because mm-hmm, I mean, seeing as we're heard in 86 different countries, right?
Yeah.
And every single one of those countries is going to be astounded.
Yes.
Yes. So without further ado, mm-hmm, we have one of my favorite musicians, vocalist. Mm-hmm. Her voice is something that you really need to hear to understand. I'm sure a lot of you already have heard, but haunting is a word that I like to use. And the level of personal, I mean, they're deep, right? Yeah, like it's like hard to let go.
That emoting is just really strong.
Not to in any way underscore just the amazing vocal ability, right? It's just the perfect package. Mm-hmm. Without further ado, everybody, we are honored to have McKenna Michaels with us.
Oh my goodness, I think that might be the best introduction I've ever received in my entire life. But you guys are awesome.
And it's the thing about it though is it's true, right? I mean, music, as I've read so much of your stuff, and by the way, I always love to give some credit to people that are good around our guests. Mm-hmm. And Amanda has been amazing, just so you know, to work with.
She is absolutely incredible. And it is, we just had a conversation the other day where I was talking about how much of a pleasure it is to work with someone that is as kind and as understanding towards each of her clients as she is. Like, she really tries to find the best fit and like the best branding for each of her clients. It's really incredible. So love you, Amanda Kagan at ABC Public Relations. Shout out,
awesome,
girl.
Awesome. There you go. Shout out. Yep.
Yeah. And we're thinking we might like to have her on the show as well, just because I was reading a lot of her info and I was like just floored as well. So that might be fun too. Yeah. But anyway, let's get back to you because we are so
super
psyched.
This is about you, McKenna.
Yes, this is about you. From Austin. Mm-hmm. And I know your background is in opera, which is just so fascinating to me. And Kennedy Center.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh, my story started as a wee little 2-year-old listening to the Phantom of the Opera original Broadway cast soundtrack in my grandmother's car. She used to play it all the time. And as a little 2-year-old, I just kind of gaslit myself into believing that I could sing like Christine Daae at 2 years old. And eventually that just became what happened, I guess. I faked it until I made it, I guess, you guys. And I studied opera. I was fortunate enough at my high school, they had, you know, like they have the state choir competitions every year and all that, and you can go. They brought in a vocal teacher for the kids that were competing in state. So like during the choir class, for like a segment of the choir class, you would step out, go work with your voice teacher on the state competition material, and then come back to choir class, which was super cool. But what ended up happening is me and this vocal teacher who I was supposed to be working with on my state material ended up bonding over opera because she had studied and pursued opera. Wow. And we eventually just started not doing the state material like we were supposed to. And she started teaching me different arias. And that's what led me to the Kennedy Center. They basically had found out, I don't know how, they sent me this like thing in the mail about the program they were having there with the Washington National Opera. And I applied. We did a whole like video in my choir classroom when no one else was in there. Just me and a pianist and my vocal teacher did this video, submitted it, and then ended up that summer getting into the program and performing at the Kennedy Center, which was crazy.
Wow.
But it's definitely transferred into my my stage performance now and the way that I dress for sure.
Yes.
and just the dramatics of it.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And I was going to bring that up too. I mean, your style is super unique. Which I think and I'm a designer, so clothes are very, very close to my heart. I spend a little time with Veranda too, making sure that she's kind of snatched together most of the time. But yeah, I love it. I love uniqueness. I love people that are willing to like take a chance and just be who they are.
And that's a good part of, you know, branding is creating making yourself as unique as possible, because there's a plethora of people, like you said, who either want to sing, that may not be able to sing, but are doing their best. Like, you found your way, so I have to touch on the Kennedy Center, right? Because we keep hearing all the nonsense with the Kennedy Center. And for this program, this program to allow you the ability to get folded in. I mean, it's about the arts, and yeah. we cannot quell the arts. We cannot squash the arts. Arts will always be there.
Yeah.
And yeah. you know, you being able to prop that up as well, saying that was a, this is a part of your story yeah. and your legacy is so important. And you know, kudos to you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And I think that something I learned with opera pretty quickly was that the arts are massively underappreciated right now.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
and that broke my heart to see, you know, just something that I've loved so dearly since I was a kid. I mean, I've gone to, they used to have when I was living in Dallas, they had the student specials at the Dallas Opera. And so I could go and sit in the orchestra for $20,
wow.
literally like the orchestra suites for $20 because I had a student ID. And I used to take advantage of that, and I would go see all the operas that I could during that season. But I was like one of the only 10 young people in the audience.
Wow.
And it absolutely just tore my heart apart because I was sitting there going, why aren't we showing these types of things to people? Why aren't we taking kids to museums and stuff anymore? Like I was just in Europe and got to visit some amazing museums, art museums in Europe. And there's like local schools doing mm-hmm. tours in these museums, showing these children art and showing these children, like explaining this art. Like, why isn't that more present in the United States? You know? Yeah.
Well,
and
I think it used to be.
I think it would change things.
It
did.
Used to
oh,
be.
Absolutely.
You know, I think, you know, me growing up and I know Mr. Thomas, you and I are in the same, you know, age
yeah.
range here.
Yeah.
We remember going on those field trips yes. to the art museums and the history museums and all those other things because that was a part of our curriculum.
Yeah.
That was the it was the field trip that was fun
yes.
and we got to learn something, right? And now it feels like everything is so cloistered into the classroom and on a screen of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. And I think that something that we've lost, and especially with the public school system being what it is right now, we've lost a lot of that exposure to arts outside of screens
yes.
and it's limiting people's creativity long term, and it's brutal to see. So I'm forever grateful that my experiences in high school and in middle school and all of that led to me getting to do something like go to the Kennedy Center, because I don't think if I was that same age now that would even be an opportunity that presents itself
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. took a dark turn really fast.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, since we kind of touched on politics, we're not going to stay on it. But one of the reasons, besides the fact that I love your music and I think it's important, the other reason, and Veranda and I were talking about this as well, for somebody in our community who is openly in our community, like Veranda and I mm-hmm. are, to stand up, mm-hmm. to have a voice, an amazing voice, and sway people's minds with the talent and who they are. And it is so important right now that somebody stands up, right?
The genuineness yeah. of your person
yes.
shines through
yes.
and people relate to that.
Yes, and thank you for that, which is another huge reason we've been dying to talk to you, because I am sure it is not always the easiest choice to make to be who you are. It is a choice that we've consciously chosen. And yeah, we get just as many emails telling us the horrors that are going to happen to us as we do that they love us. But it's important to have that voice. And mm-hmm. thank you, as members of the community, to you for standing up and being that visible person.
I'm getting like all emotional here, but thank you both as well. And I think that something I swore to myself a long time ago about my career and my platform in general is that no matter how difficult or challenging it is to talk about difficult and challenging things, no matter the backlash, I decided for myself that it's more important to enable people to feel like they can use their own voices yeah. and share their horror stories and negative experiences, because overall, the more that we all can do that independently, the less power that those experiences hold over us, our futures, our decision-making, our relationships, et cetera.
Yes.
And I have noticed that the more I focused on that, on trying to give other people the strength to persist nevertheless, the yes. more I've felt fulfilled in my career, because it's not about me. It's not about my voice. It's not about whatever people perceive about me. It's about the community as a whole, whether that's the trauma surviving community, the LGBTQ plus community, the autistic community, whatever community it is. I just want them to feel like they have a safe space somewhere, you know? And that's been beautiful to see beyond just my own physical body and voice.
Yeah, that is amazing. It is amazing.
It's nice to be able to fold into this collective voice.
Yes.
And be louder and be exponentially louder as we start, you know, taking in and pulling in our fellow brothers and sisters, for lack of a better binary term, into our voices and into our clutches.
Yeah.
It's needed. It's necessary.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys are so wonderful at it as well. And thank you for what you do and the awareness you raise and the words that you give and strength that you provide. So thank you very much.
Well, and you know what, right back at you, because I will tell you, as it says in a lot of your information too, music is healing. Mm-hmm. It truly, truly is.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between just music and the words that come in that you can identify with that also aids in that healing. You have that in spades, right? I mean, a lot of times what is so amazing to me is there are very few artists, but when I listen to the songs, I listen to the words, right?
Yeah.
And the words have the power to me as well. I feel like you wrote those songs about me a lot of times.
I think that something I strive to do with my songwriting is I can't write about something unless I feel it or unless it's profound to me for a reason. Even my silly songs like Running and Born to Die, which are about the superhero, The Flash, and murdering an imaginary husband, respectively. they're still just like, they had a significance to me in that moment of time. And I think because of that, my lyrics are kind of just like a diary page from my life. They're all about specific scenarios that I've been through. And I share those on stage before I sing them when I'm on tour. And I would love to have you guys at a show sometime and just tell you all the stories and have you hear what each song is about. But I really put an emphasis on the words. And to do that, I write songs kind of weirdly. I actually write the melody first and the words second. And I've heard that that's weird from other songwriters that I talk to, but I find that that way, once the music has its structure, then I can have full space to process whatever scenario I am placing onto that song.
Yes.
And it allows me to be more vulnerable and I guess unashamed of what I have to say or deal with at that time.
Yeah.
Thank you for the compliment on that.
I don't think that that's peculiar in the least. I always think that when you're listening to, so, you know, I'm going to give for instance of saying you're watching a film or a short film or a documentary or whatever it is. Of course, the music is an integral part of taking you on that journey. Yeah. It's not necessarily the spoken word. And I always thought that when you hear something being played, you know, whatever instruments are being played, it's going to evoke that specific emotion. It's going to evoke that specific feeling that I feel like you're doing the right process. Like you're getting those feelings out in tone, and then you're throwing the words in there because now you understand what that tone is.
Mm. Yeah. I appreciate that so much because most of the time songwriters are like, you're weird. You don't write with a lyrical bass or with an instrument. That's crazy. And I'm like, oh, thank you. I don't know. Thank you. I feel weird now.
Clearly the success is proving that wrong.
Right.
As we were going through a lot of your numbers, I mean, like the third most added song on Adult Contemporary, and on and on and on. One of the things I've been dying to ask you, who do you consider your musical influences?
Oh, I love this question.
Yeah, this I'm anxious. I'm anxious to hear this too, because Thomas and I were talking about like who we feel like you have a specific tone to, or you're reminiscent of. Like, I'm wondering the same thing.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, wait. Can I know what you guys?
No, absolutely not.
I just want to see if it translates. I want to know if my influences, if they come across.
Well. You can tell her who you...
Well, no, I think it's more important for us to hear who yours are, because there shouldn't be any influences to what we think.
Right.
Because these are your influences.
Okay, there's three main ones, and I love them all very dearly, and they've all shaped my career in the most magical ways. Adele's 21 album. I've listened to that backwards and forwards. I probably could, if I really challenged myself, list the tracks in order, maybe, because I've listened to it that many times. Lady Gaga's The Fame Monster, specifically Bad Romance. I listened to Bad Romance and watched that music video probably over 2,000 times easily. I love that song. That doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
There was a time in middle school when I would put on my headphones and listen to nothing but the song Bad Romance for weeks at a time.
Wow.
So it's got to be an astronomical number for that one. And of course, like her fashion, her everything, my soul, my heart, love her. Finally, Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine. She is a force to be reckoned with, and I have spent countless hours watching videos of her performing live and studying the way she moves, the way she interacts with her fans, the way that she just is a goddess on earth, on stage. And those are the main three for sure. So if those were in your feelers, then that's right.
Okay, so we got two out of three.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
We didn't have Adele, which we now looking back, we should have.
Yeah.
But then Veranda also had an additional person.
Well, I do, but then I just changed it because I just thought of someone who I truly, 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 it just in the back of my mind was like kind of playing as I'm listening to you talk and I'm hearing the tone of your voice. I'm kind of hearing Eva Cassidy. And there's an album that she did, Eva Cassidy Live at Blues Alley. And just that, I don't know, just the way she carried herself was just, this is who I am. This is my sound. This is my story. And it was just so, I'm not going to say simple, but just easy.
Yeah.
But her voice is just, oh my God. Like I never would have expected that voice.
Yeah.
And I think that's where that comes from. So if you think about like the way Adele and Gaga, you know, the when they speak in general, you know, Adele's got the Cockney accent but then when she sings, there's just this fluidity to her voice when she sings. So there's this duality to your voice that I don't know, but Eva Cassidy, I don't know if you know Eva Cassidy Live at Blues Alley. If you don't, take a listen, but she just has this way about, and that specific album, because it was a live recording, it was done in one night, and it was just gorgeous.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Now I have a new artist I can go look for. That's always the best.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
It was just, I don't know, something about that, just hearing your voice talk and then just thinking about Eva. I'm like, this kind of hits the mark a little bit.
Just remember McKenna.
Oh my goodness, wait, who is the original one?
Oh. Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking of like El King. I was thinking of...
Oh my
of,
God, yeah.
You know,
I love El King.
Yeah, so I think that that she's got that kind of... don't mess with me feel in her, you know, in her singing style. Like this is who I am and don't fuck with me. You know, that kind of bit, right?
The language.
I like the language, right?
She's also a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely. El King, she's amazing. That is a very high compliment. I will accept that very much so.
Do you, being from Austin?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, love Austin.
Yes, but also
we love Austin, but it you know,
it's Texas.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes there are great things about Texas, and I was actually you know, just pondering this the other day of how much I love Texas most of the time.
Yeah.
With the exception of a few things that are happening right now currently. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah, Austin, we love Austin.
Yeah, keep it weird, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you?
And mildly unusual at this point. Yes. Yes.
Do you ever catch yourself connecting with country?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Wait, this is so exciting. Okay. I just recently wrote a song that I'm very enthusiastic about, but all I can picture is some like cowboy in a 10-gallon hat with his guitar singing this song instead of me singing it. Because it just has that like vibe to it, this old country song vibe. But like I listen to Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and George Jones and all those old guys all the time. Dolly Parton, oh my gosh, Dolly Parton. I listen to her all the time. So yeah, I mean, I'm a huge fan of country now. As a kid, I didn't really get it or appreciate it, but I think there's something so beautiful about the way the original country stars told stories. And there have been elements of that in recent country. Like Blake Shelton has gotten that a couple times where I'll listen to a Blake Shelton song. I'm like, sir, you're onto something here. Keep at that. Keep doing that. But the storytelling aspect and the emotions that they bring into it are really, really definitely inspiring to me. And especially like Willie Nelson, who lives 35 minutes down the road. I've only seen him play twice, but just the legacy that he holds here and the impact he's had on music in Austin is incredible and definitely influences me for sure.
You know, I would say, you know, if one of your influences is Gaga, you know, when Gaga did her male persona, why not you put on the 10-gallon hat and do it with the pair of jeans on and a big belt buckle? Why not?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a fine line with what I do right now, because I've kind of set my world in this like 18th century Renaissance fantasy period thing.
Yeah.
The struggle I have is if I branch into something like country, then I start to get like outfit wise, right? Clothing. I start to get a lot of comparisons to Chapel Roan, and I love Chapel Roan. That is not at all the problem. I think that it's more like the closer that I get to doing similar things to what she's doing, the less space that there is in the industry from the industry's perspective for both of us.
Yeah.
And so I've tried to branch in my own direction and focus more on like the dresses and stuff. But I did, you'll be happy to know, I did in Copenhagen, which was, I believe, the first city ever to legalize gay marriage. Fact check me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's true. I did do a drag performance as my dead husband from the Born to Die music video.
Love.
On tour in September. So I definitely do sometimes pull out the drag king persona of my little 18th century nobleman outfit. But
I think that's amazing.
I thought about how to incorporate country. And thank you.
I think here's a style idea, because I'm always thinking like about what can I wear, right? Because I'm a drag queen.
Are we about to collaborate right now?
Right. I think that'd be so cool. And something? Mr. Thomas will make something for you. How about that?
Without a doubt.
Please.
Without a doubt.
You know, if you're pulling out the drag king persona and you have this Renaissance style to them, just like what you're wearing, just make it all in denim. Right?
Oh.
Just the whole style is in denim. I can just see that, it, you know, just with the sash and the medallions and shit, but it's all in denim.
See, and you know what I'm seeing?
How about like, I'm so sorry.
No, not at all. I'm seeing you and Orville Peck.
Oh.
Oh my God. Yes.
Did you see his
collaboration with the Wiggles, life changing, revolutionary.
Absolutely.
God, kill me. Love Orville Peck. I thought about doing like, and I think it would be cool if I did do something with someone like Orville Peck.
Yes.
Is like, if I did like a little Southern Belle moment.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, Little Women type outfit, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, like, but see, what would be super cool is you start out in the binary Rhett and Scarlet look, but at the end, you are in the Rhett look and he is in the Scarlet look, and he would absolutely do that.
Oh, yeah, he would do that.
He would do it.
Yeah.
He would Orville, if you're listening to this, call me. I have that one country song idea. We can be sad together. It'll be freaking great.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, since we are here, I want to get some business taken care of. Because I know if you are not familiar with McKenna, you've been living under a rock somewhere. That's fine. But now is time for you to catch up. So we need you to check out McKennaMichaelsMusic.com. McKenna Michaels is also on Instagram. We will be posting on our Instagram about this interview as well, so you can connect that way. And every major streaming site, you can find her on there. You will not be disappointed. And also check out the videos because they are true motion pictures. Yeah, that's a huge thing. You know, now everybody always says when MTV stopped making videos and videos kind of went downhill, it seems like you are bringing that back solo.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, shout out to Nick Peterson, my music video director, for that, and my manager, Moose. We really just kind of wanted to make something immersive for my fans and for my music. And kind of, it's basically like this fantasy world alternate reality thing. It's become really fun, and every music video from video number one to now is all connected in some way, and also connected with the two comic books that I have.
Yes.
Really exciting.
Absolutely, it's exciting.
You are just in every piece of media possible. I like that.
Oh my God.
Thank you. It is amazing. It is amazing. Monster was released on Valentine's Day just shortly, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the video is also amazing.
And it also features Lindsay Normington, who was recently the villain stripper in Oscar award winning film Anora, by the way. And she has been my ride or die since like day one. So if you have not seen Anora, go watch it, go support my girl, and also watch Born to Die and Monster and the Enlightenment visual album, because she's in that. If you like her and her work, she's great.
Yeah. And your work in it is also amazing. Yeah. So no, if you are not familiar with McKenna and you need an introduction, Monster and the video, and then start really digging in, and you're going to find somebody who is so well-rounded, so impactful. You absolutely need to get familiar.
Well, McKenna, have you ever been to Cleveland?
Oh my gosh. I have been to the Cleveland airport, I think. I think that's kind of it.
Oh my gosh. So you have got to come to Cleveland because we have a world-class Cleveland Opera.
Yeah.
You have got to see. We're ranked one of the top three operas.
That I don't know. And
I think we're way up there in the list.
Wait, are we going to all go to the opera together?
Yes.
After we go to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Wait. I need wardrobe for this, please. We need to.
You know what? And let me tell you. It would be a nice break from dealing with Veranda's sequins.
Yeah, sewing sequins is not fun. Out. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things I laugh all the time. I mean, I went to the Fashion Institute in New York City for years so that I could put sequins on a drag queen's gown.
This is some good shade being thrown.
Yeah,
just a little bit of good shade.
Only, and I'm the only one that can talk about her, so it's okay.
Wait a minute, I have to let it go because I need a new costume.
That's right. Yeah.
No, but we would love for you to come to Cleveland, and we have some wonderful music venues that if you can get booked up here, we would love to have you, and we can make sure we do like an in-studio thing, and we'd love to be your tour guide too. Like, that would be so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I would love it. We'll have to definitely make it a plan if/when I tour over there.
Yes, absolutely.
Hopefully soon. Hopefully some U.S. side stuff coming soon.
Absolutely.
We'll see.
We would love it.
Yeah, and then we can talk about wardrobe. We can talk about all that stuff. It would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, yes. No, I actually need an outfit by you. I need one designed by you to bring on tour with me and wear on stage. I need it.
It would be my pleasure. I feel like I owe it to you from just the joy you've given me in listening to you. So yes, it is a done deal. Yeah, done deal.
Yeah.
You both are the sweetest people in the world, and I appreciate it.
Oh, wait, no. It comes with a caveat. It means that Veranda needs to be in your next music video.
Oh, no, see, no, no.
Wait. We should make her like... Okay, wait, hold on now. This is serious business.
But before we go anywhere, you have to put into context, though, that in drag, I am over 7 feet tall.
Yes, no, that's perfect, because I'm 6 feet tall. Like, without shoes on, I am 6 feet tall. So, like, it'll just be normal. It'll be right.
I love it.
I have this new song, this, like, queer mermaid song about this, like, this is not out yet, okay? This is, like, in the works right now, but I just performed it for the first time last week, and I'm going to be so fast about this. But it's about this queer siren who, like, when she's singing, has some sort of, like, amnesia or whatever, that she forgets that other people can hear her and forgets that humans can drown. And so she lures in all these beautiful women, and then they end up in the ocean and they die. And so obviously the townspeople get real mad because they're like, why are you killing all these ladies? And she's like, I'm gay. I just want somebody to love. I'm not trying to kill your ladies. And then they call my character, who, like, in the monster video has a suit of armor. And then,
yes.
Yeah. So I want to make a music video. We need to do this together. This has to be a collaboration. You could be the siren.
Ooh, sounds like fun.
The scary part is that is actually Veranda's biography that you just described.
Oh, no. Veranda, did I read you this in 30-minute phone call? Oh, no.
Yeah, because when I sing out in general public, people usually fall over.
That's true.
No.
And she's so old, she forgets that people can hear her too.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
No.
Well, I cannot tell you what an absolute pleasure it has been talking to you, especially at this time in our country. Mm-hmm. To have your voice makes me feel more empowered than I have been previously.
Oh, well, likewise. And would it be possible if I could leave, like, a little message for your viewers, for your audience?
The stage is yours. Go right ahead.
Hello, audience. So I know things are tough right now, and I know that in some situations, things can seem bleak and inescapable. I have been there myself as an autistic bisexual living in today's current economy. And also as an abuse survivor and trauma victim. But know that nothing is worth not being here for anymore. There are people who love you. There are people who need you. There are things in your life that have been yet to be revealed as to why that ye are important for you to be there for. And stick it out. And if you need somebody, my DMs are open to you, okay? You're all stronger than you know. I love you very much, and I'm proud of you. Hooray. Hang in there.
That was absolutely wonderful, McKenna.
Yeah, and we love you back.
Mm-hmm.
We really do.
Yay.
All right.
Yay.
Our listeners have taken to calling themselves Titty Tats from the Tit for Tat show. All you Titty Tats out there, you will be hearing more of this because this just felt way too magical for me for us to just let go of. So we are going to do what we can do behind the scenes to continue to bring you more and more and more, McKenna.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would love that so much. And Titty Tats, I call my fans homies. So if you want to make a little Titty Tat homie collab, come on over. We can all just hang out and have a good time.
Done deal.
Yes.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. This has been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you both so much. And you're wonderful, amazing, beautiful people. And I can't wait to go on a little like date in Cleveland.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a great rest of your week.
You too.
Thank you, darling. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, all you Titty Tats. After that amazing message from McKenna, we have a special little treat for you. A little snippet of her latest release, Monster.
Take a listen.
There's a monster there inside you that is begging to be free. I know what it wants, cause it's been calling out to me. Yeah, you might not believe me, I don't care, cause I've seen that monster there inside you, cause it's been inside of me. It's swinging
all. All right, how incredible.
What a darling.
Right?
I mean, just so effervescent and just positive. Yeah. Like, she's just radiated that the whole time.
What'd you think, Mike?
I feel cleansed.
Right?
From all the positivity, yeah, just from this whole episode, honestly.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
obviously, from her especially.
Well,
that message was amazing.
Mm-hmm. From her especially, does that just degrade our whole first?
No, she's just an extra shining star.
Yeah. No, and that's
true. This beautiful sky we call a podcast.
That is absolutely the truth. Yeah,
I think we all needed that. This was a very special episode, and I cannot wait to dig in a little deeper into McKenna's work and take a real hearty listen.
Yeah, you know, they always say you find people when you need them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you need this, and I think you probably do in today's world,
yep,
just look her up, because mm-hmm, you're going to be pleased that you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Yay.
Yeah. Yay.
That was like a big warm hug.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I did recognize you working gig.
Of course. I mean, come on. Come on. Ooh. It wouldn't be a show without me doing that.
Yeah. I'll have to give her a private call.
Don't listen to a word Veranda says.
A letter of apology.
That mermaid don't swim.
She sinks.
Right. All right. Well, without further ado, that time again.
Okay.
It's time to say goodnight, Mike.
Good night, Mike.
It's time to say goodnight, Veranda.
That was bubbles for goodnight.
Sinking.
Yeah.
And this is Thomas. Please take these words to heart, even though we say it every episode. If you have no one else,
you've always got us.
Tit for tat. Oh, tit for tat. For every tit, there's a tat. Tit, tit, tat, tat.
And Veranda, a dude and a queen, talking about the gossip out on the scene, and you can count on them to give you the dish.
And if we don't like you, you're a son of a bitch.
Oh my.
Tit for tat, oh tit for tat, for every tit there's a tat.
Tit, tit, tat, tat, tit, tit, tat.
Tit for tat.